We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Did you guys see the
Small
Town Girl?
Don't yes, interrupt I did. Steve Perry.
Okay.
You know, strangely, on this song, you have to get 2 minutes and 33 seconds in before they even do the chorus. Just a
small town girl. That is true.
The fact that you know that is deeply troubling to me on many levels.
Okay.
Doesn't even surprise me a little bit.
Me either.
2 minutes and 33 seconds before they even do the chorus.
You are an encyclopedia of worthless music knowledge.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, Years Kara. Of training. Years of training, isn't it?
Well, study. Mm-hmm. Not training, but study.
You guys hear that Karl Lagerfeld died. He's the fashion guy.
Oh.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, I didn't figure you actually had. But he's worth a whole lot of money. Like 150 million British pounds kind of fortune.
Richest man we've never heard
Which
of.
Which is about $225 million.
Okay. Woo!
His cat could inherit quite a bit of that money.
Oh, come on.
Choupette is her name.
I think that should be illegal. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You
what?
Should not be allowed to depart this earth and leave $200 million to an animal. No.
The cat already is worth $2.5 million just because she's
how?
Instagram famous.
But how? A cat cannot be worth $2 million. Is it going to go to the bank and cash that money?
No.
I agree. Cats are worthless.
I love cats, but give me a break. It's one thing if you die and you leave your $200 million to a library or a school or a shelter, an animal shelter.
Okay.
Explain to me how you leave $200 million to an animal. Please.
It's not the first time it's been done.
What happens when the animal
no,
dies?
No, it's not, because what's her face in New York?
That's what I said.
Crazy
it's not
socialite
the first time.
Woman left all of her money to her dog.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm not okay with that.
Are you going to leave your money to your kids?
Of course.
Yeah, my uncle, and I won't know until my aunt dies, and knock on wood, that's in a million years from now, but I can still remember my rich uncle who died last year. Remember, I went to his funeral in North Carolina, my mom's oldest brother. I remember being at the Classic Cup with him on the plaza years and years ago. And he was always, especially in his later years, railing against this and railing against that. I remember one time going down there for Thanksgiving in Dallas, and he read me the preamble to the UN Charter. And he was railing against women, not railing against, but railing against the way women were treated in the Middle East and in sub-Saharan Africa and so forth.
Okay.
And I remember sitting at the lunch table with him, and he said, you know, I'm not leaving any of my money to anybody. And I said, I'm sorry? Sorry, that was
some water, please.
That must have
well,
been.
I guess you're picking up the check.
That must have been a bone in my hamburger, Uncle. And he said, "No, I'm not leaving any of my money to my children."
Why?
And he said, "I want them to earn it themselves." Now, I'm hoping he was kidding.
I don't know.
And
usually,
I'm,
people like Warren Buffett who say that they mean
it. You heard about the Gates? They have like $50 billion.
Yeah, and they're only leaving a small fraction
right,
to their kids. But a small fraction of $50 billion
right,
is
they're giving
a lot
their
of
kids
money.
$10 million each. So, you know, their kids are not going to want, but they're not leaving billions to their children. They, like, you each get $10 million and then everything else will go to charity.
Yeah. I'm just hoping he doesn't forget his younger sister when it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because
I'm,
I know his younger sister
guy.
Won't forget her sons.
Does the money... And I'm being serious here. There's a photo of this cat on a private jet, which just makes me want to vomit. Does the money go to a human who then...
Caregiver.
Yeah, a trustee.
Flies the cat around to Barbados.
I would assume when the cat dies, all the money goes somewhere else. Well, I'm sure there's a secondary inheritance.
According to that caregiver, the cat has a cocaine problem.
Well, I don't mean to be... I don't want to say anything that's...
You don't want to be catty about it?
I don't want to be unpleasant about it. However, if you were second in line behind that cat...
I'd kill that cat.
I wasn't going to say that.
I would gut that cat like a fish with a rusty knife.
Cat is already 8 years old.
Right in the dryer you go.
Rodney!
Yep.
Gee willikers, I'm sorry.
Gee willikers, did that offend you?
No, not at all.
He stole the cat from a friend of his, a male model that he'd been house-sitting for.
It's not even his cat.
He stole it.
Yeah, this guy was apparently a big deal. There's photos with him and all of these celebrities and...
That's weird. Gee willikers, I never heard of him.
Yeah, I'm sure you didn't. Why do you have to bring up painful things from my childhood?
Because it's funny.
I'm not the one that put the cat in the dryer.
He climbed in. I didn't put him in. Put denotes action. There was no action. I'm not talking to you. I have something to tell Kara.
Yes, Dana.
Every once in a while, I post something
was
totally
random. Was it a
random.
White load when it went in?
Every once in a while, I post something
totally
random.
Was it a red load when it came out?
On Facebook.
Stop it.
And I never know. Like all of social media, when you post something stupid and random, the replies you will get on the most bizarre stuff.
Correct.
So I'm on Facebook today and I see a photo. So picture back, everyone listening, when you were in grade school, you remember exactly what your grade school affixed pencil sharpener by the teacher's desk looked like.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's metal. It had a little V on it. You put the pencil in one end, and then you crank away, baby.
Right.
Start cranking. So someone posts this meme, and it says, remember, before Snapchat and Instagram was around, this is where you showed off your shoes and your outfit. Never forget where you came from. Because remember, you'd stand in line. I got to sharpen my pencil, and I have two. You'll wait, Bobby. So you remember this, right?
Sure.
I'm going to read what I posted, and I wanted to know if this happened to anyone listening. Just text me at 22980. I cannot believe the number of people who say the same thing happened to me. When I was in the first grade, I was an expert-level sharpener of pencils. Mm-hmm. One day, I was walking back to my desk, and as I sat down, I scooted my chair in. The extremely sharp lead point stabbed me in the palm of my right hand.
Mm-hmm.
More on that in a moment. I pulled the pencil out, my hand was shaking, and then I noticed a dark, thin black stain on the inside of my hand, a stain which remained forever. I kid you not, I spent the next 3 years secretly panicked that I had lead poisoning. Never mind that it was graphite, no one told me that. I have no idea where I came up with the concept of lead poisoning, but I remember worrying about this as a child, so I post this. You would not believe the photos people are sending me of their graphite tattoo of the lead that is still in their hand. Here's mine. It's still there.
Let me see.
Please explain to me. It's right on that line. Why after
is that 30, one right there?
Yes. After 38 years, why is that still there?
Is that one on my hand?
Yes. Why do you think I have anxiety? I was 6 years old and I thought I was dying.
I just thought that was a freckle.
This came out not that long ago. I was just reading this story about why getting stabbed with a pencil leaves a mark on your skin for years.
I've got one in the palm of my hand right here.
Kara, Bob Fowler, this is a listener on the KMBZ Facebook page. A girl stuck me in the arm with a pencil back in the eighth grade science. It was over 50 years ago, and I still have the mark.
Yep.
What kind of devil Satan were they putting in these number two pencils that 50 years later, you still have that mark?
Let me see
yours.
You unintentionally gave yourself a tattoo.
Let me see
yours. Your body wouldn't just expel the particles?
No, because you've stabbed it so deep in your skin, you've got yourself a tattoo.
It's in there. I can still see it.
I can't see it.
And it was there for years.
Is that a freckle or is that a mark from a pencil?
That one?
Yeah.
That looks like a graphite mark.
Huh, I guess I got one.
All these people are writing in, and a lot of times, do you know how it happened? They were trying to take the sharpened pencil, and they were throwing it up into the air to get it to stick in the ceiling. And when they missed, the pencil would come back down and stab them in the leg. And these people are saying, we all have this graphite mark.
Did you guys ever do pencil fights when you were kids?
No, I was scarred ever since the stabbing incident in the first grade.
Oh. Good point. John Wick killed three men with a pencil. That's right. Rod, did you ever do pencil fights when you were a kid? And like the jerk with the husky pencil.
Oh, where you try to break each other's pencil?
Yeah,
we did that stuff.
I have two of them. This is from Courtney. One of them is in the wrist. One of them is in my leg. It's been over 30 years. Hashtag lead poisoning survivor.
Tomorrow on this show, we're going to do a pencil war.
No, we are not.
Yes, we are.
From Lisa, I have one, and I was also positive I was going to die from it. My sister stabbed me with a pencil when we were kids. I stabbed her back.
Weirdos.
Do you have one, Kara?
I do not.
You want one?
No.
Oh, you've heard us bragging about those brooklinen.com sheets. Go to brooklinen.com, the best night's sleep you're going to have. You're going to love these sheets. You spend a third of your life in your sheets. Are yours working for you the way that they should? Wait until you feel these sheets. You will have the incredible feeling of five-star hotel sheets without the five-star hotel prices. I have a set. Scott, you have a set. We love our brooklinen sheets.
Our Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets that we have ever slept on, but now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code KMBZ at Brooklinen.com. In fact, they're so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code KMBZ at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Your promo code is KMBZ. Brooklinen, these really are the best sheets ever. Honeymoon Suite. If you never got into them, they are a great pop rock band from the mid-1980s. Check them out. Honeymoon Suite.
You people, we are not alone.
From the text line. I have a mark on my leg from a pencil in second grade. Pencil marks last forever. Note to self. Don't look for lead marks on your hand while you're driving. I nearly rear-ended somebody.
Well, if you have one, you know it.
Bobby Norris stabbed me in the wrist in third grade. I still have the mark. I'll be 70 come August. Here is the story from BuzzFeed from January of this year. You may be wondering, and I have one on my right palm, just next. Oh.
Oh, we're live and local.
Right next to my thumb. It says here, it turns out a pencil tattoo is actually pretty accurate, according to Dr. Cameron Roxar, an associate professor of dermatology at Mount Sinai in New York. It is also pretty personal for him. He has a mark as well. Here's the deal, and here's why it works. The pencil lead, which is really graphite, you're right about that, Dana, goes into your skin, and it hits the dermis, D-E-R-M-I-S,
okay,
level of your skin.
Okay.
That is the same level you need to reach for a tattoo.
Then why, when you get a tattoo, after many years, it can and does fade?
Because your...
But graphite sticks around.
Your pencil tattoo will fade over time, but will remain noticeable for, quote, decades, according to this story. You can remove it with laser treatment, or you can have it cut out if it's bothering you that
badly. Okay, that's anxiety level way beyond Dana. I've never thought about having it removed, but I certainly, as a child, and people are weighing in on Facebook saying, I secretly worried about this for years. When I was little, I thought it was in me and was harmful.
It is not harmful. In fact, the story goes on to say the only real harm that you receive from this graphite tattoo is the actual stabbing that brought it to you in the first place.
BuzzFeed says, with that mystery solved, the only question remaining is, why are so many kids stabbing each other with pencils? I can so clearly see the day it happened, Scott. Remember our desks? They were little wooden-topped, fake wooden-topped desks.
Sure.
And they were black metal on the bottom with a little opening, a mouth, if you will, facing you.
Yes.
And, you know, there was a little pencil indention down there for your pencils, and you could put little notes in there. I remember that desk. And when I came back with those sharpened pencils, I had two, I sat down, and when I scooted up toward the desk, I did this when I scooted, and it flicked toward my palm and just went right on in there.
I don't know how I got mine,
and
but
instead
I got
of just asking the nurse or the teacher, I pulled it out. My hand was shaking. I was upset, but I acted like I had done something wrong or I was in trouble. I'm like, oh, I better not tell anybody this. And then I sat on the anxiety for like 4 years.
Don't forget, we're going to be doing Terrible Joke Tuesday coming your way at 4:45 this afternoon. Mixtape coming your way in the 5 o'clock hour right after 5:30, we think. And we'll give you your categories here in just a few minutes. So stand by for that. But when we get to 4:45 this afternoon, we need your terrible jokes. Here's how this works. By the way, we're going to move Family Feud to tomorrow. Okay? Kara Marxer, Dana Wright.
I suppose.
Family Feud tomorrow. Mixtape today. I will have your categories shortly. By shortly, I think I mean in the next 5 to 7 minutes.
Okay, because if we're going to do it at 5 o'clock, then we need to...
No, we might do it at 5:30.
Okay, okay.
It's probably going to be at 5:30.
It's a good plan.
So when we get to 4:45 to that break, that's when we need you to text in to 22980 your terrible jokes. Okay? They have to be terrible, but arable. Okay? No bad words. Don't talk about something sexual and stuff like that. You can't do that.
You got to top last week's.
What was last week's? I forget.
What do you call a fat... psychic.
Oh, that's right.
The fortune teller.
This is so bad.
It makes me so happy.
So bad.
So bad.
A fortune teller.
I had to say it really slow to Paul before he got it. It was hilarious.
What do you call a fat psychic? A fortune teller, huh?
I go, a fortune teller. He goes, oh, my God. God.
He didn't get it the first time?
He did not. He's just looking at me like I've lost my mind.
That's fantastic.
That's great.
All right, we'll do that at 4:45 this afternoon. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Marks.
All right, we're now hearing from an American woman who married an ISIS fighter. That's next.
Dana Wright here. You've heard me bragging about Mark's Family Dental, and there's a reason. I want you to go to Mark's Family Dental. If you have severe obstructive sleep apnea, if you or your spouse snores so loudly that they are gasping for air in the middle of the night, please go get that checked. If you have severe sleep apnea, it can really, really mess with your health in all kinds of ways, certainly your sleep cycle. Go to my guys at Mark's Family Dental. If you need a CPAP, have a CPAP, you think you might need one, but you don't want one because they're not that pleasant, my friends at Mark's Family Dental will fit you with an easy, quiet, comfortable, and compact dental appliance. It works so well. It is a custom-made mouthpiece, fits over your teeth, gently realigns your airway at night, and it is covered by most medical insurance plans, which is huge. Call my guys at Mark's Family Dental. Do not leave your obstructive sleep apnea untreated. They will fit you with a simple appliance that you will stick with that will really help you sleep at night, you and your spouse. Mark's Sleep Center, Mark's with an X, 816-452-2000, 816-452-2000, or markssleep.com, MARXsleep.com.
You know, I don't know of any company that stands behind their product more than Diamonds Direct. You have zero risk with this company. I'm telling you right now. Have you been there yet? It is one incredible jewelry store. Diamonds Direct has really stepped it up in every category, including warranties. First, you get a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on any purchase. Second, you get a nationwide price guarantee. Yes, nationwide. Third, you get a free lifetime warranty. For example, when you need that engagement ring cleaned, they clean it for free. When you need it sized, they resize it at no charge. And finally, only Diamonds Direct gives you a 110% diamond upgrade guarantee. If you buy a diamond now and a year from now you decide to trade it in for a bigger diamond, Diamonds Direct will give you 110% of your original purchase price toward the larger stone. This is called standing behind what they sell. And that's why I'm such a huge fan of Diamonds Direct. Best selection, best value, best warranties, best reputation. It's the total package. Diamonds Direct, 119th and Row. All right, I'm really torn on this mixtape, so hang tight. I definitely have two. We're going to do... Hang on there, William. She'll be with you in a minute.
Okay.
All right, so here are the two that I can't decide, and I'll let you guys decide which one we do. If aliens came to Earth and vowed to destroy the planet unless someone played the most epic love song of all time,
ooh,
what would you play? Or you're a 150-year-old cactus... You have watched the sunrise over a beautiful mountain all of your life. Tomorrow you learn it will be your last sunrise. What song do you want played? So do we do aliens come to Earth?
Aliens.
And they're going to destroy the planet unless you play the most epic love song ever.
Okay.
Or you're a cactus, last sunrise after 150 years.
I don't want to be a dying cactus.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that settles that one. All right, here we go. So here are your categories, Rod, Kara, and Dana. We will play at 5:35 this afternoon.
You can text us your submissions at 22980.
If aliens came to Earth and vowed they were going to destroy the planet unless someone played them the most epic love song of all time, what song would you play? Here's one. You're standing in front of a sea of people. 65,000 raucous festival attendees eagerly anticipating your encore. It's time to close the show. What song do you play?
Okay.
So it's got to be a huge hit.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
All right. What is the best song to play while you're walking in Memphis? Just kidding. Draw another card. here's one, and I really like this one. I'm really excited about this category. I don't think we've ever done this one. The theme song to the sitcom based on your life.
Okay.
Okay.
So oh, it's got to be a sitcom theme song.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You want me to read them again?
No, it's a theme song to the sitcom based on your life.
Okay. All right. I guess it doesn't have to be one.
Okay. I was going to ask. It have to be an existing theme song?
No, I guess it could just be any song.
Yeah.
And you could just make it the theme song to the sitcom of your life.
Got it.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Now epic love song, your encore song, and then the theme song to your sitcom.
Right.
Okay.
You got it?
Got it.
All right. And then Walking in Memphis. That's actually a card. It says, what is the best song to play when you're walking in Memphis? Kidding. Draw another card.
That's awesome.
Did you hear about what's happening over at the Kansas City Star?
Oh, it's bad.
I take no joy in this.
This is bad for everyone. I think that's a liberal rag.
Screw the Red Star, which, by the way, full disclosure,
has come way back to center.
The Kansas City Star, since they hired the White House, and I don't know her name off the top of my head, they hired the White House correspondent from the Wall Street Journal to be the head of their editorial board. The Kansas City Star is no longer a liberal rag. It's no longer the Red Star, as I know a lot of people used to call it. It has become, I'm not going to say it's a conservative paper. It's certainly not the Wall Street Journal, but it is definitely not a liberal rag. And the editorial page is completely unpredictable ever since they hired this woman to be the editorial page manager. Tell everybody who's leaving.
It's a combined more than 200 years experience. You will know many of these names. Political columnist and editorial writer Steve Kraske.
I can't believe it.
I just did his show today on KCUR. Johnson County government and business development reporter Lynn Horsley.
Been here forever.
Been there forever.
Great writer.
This is a big one. Courts reporter Tony Rizzo. If you had to guess, how many years has he been over there?
Oh, God. He was doing the courts in Johnson County.
30 years ago?
When I was a buck reporter at this radio station 22 years ago.
Long-form reporter Rick Montgomery. Social justice and crime reporter Joe Robertson. Business reporter Mark Davis.
Joe Robertson.
Metro reporter Matt Campbell. And photographer
Matt Campbell?
John Sleaser. Yes.
Who's left?
The offers were made to employees who are at least 55 years old and have worked at the Star for 10 or more years.
Tell me Helling didn't take the buyout.
He did not. He did not. Today was the deadline, as you mentioned, for accepting the offer.
Okay.
It's not good.
Okay. And I know, and I can already hear several people saying, A, who cares? Papers are non-existent.
Careful what you wish for.
And B, who cares? That's a liberal rag. We've already addressed the liberal rag. It is not a liberal paper anymore. You could have made that argument 5-10 years ago and would have gotten very little argument from me regarding at least the editorial board and editorial pages of the Kansas City Star. But I'm telling you right now, and I have been in radio all of my adult life, I take nothing away from this medium that we belong to. I take nothing away from television, a medium your husband has belonged to all of his professional career. It is the newspaper, okay, whether it's in the digital form or in the printed form, which I have in front of me, it is the newspaper that is the real
watchdog
of local government who keeps an eye and has the ability and the financial wherewithal to keep an eye on everybody's work.
City council meetings, county commission meetings, school board meetings. Rizzo has been a reporter at the Star for more than 30 years, is one of the most experienced courthouse hands, and has covered some of Kansas City's most infamous crimes.
Be careful what you wish for, gang. I'm telling you right now. And I'd love to tell you, well, don't worry. Don't worry. Channel 9 and KMBZ 98.1 FM, we're going to pick up the slack. We're gonna keep an eye on it. We don't have the manpower, and I know Channel 9 doesn't have it either, to keep an eye on, 50?
60.
Municipalities in this area? And it's not just, well, you just need to keep an eye on Kansas City, Missouri, guys. That's the only one you really need to worry about. That's not true. Greenwood, Missouri Police Department. That's not true. There are bad actors from time to time, God forbid, sadly, in some of the smaller communities that you live in. And the Kansas City Star, which used to have a bureau in Johnson County, Kansas City, Kansas, Wyandotte County.
Oh, remember the 913 section?
Kansas City, Missouri. I believe they had one in the Northland, which they don't anymore. So now your communities and your government leaders are basically operating without anybody prying. Without anybody saying, now, wait a minute.
I've always said every time there's a headline.
Where are you going to spend that money?
Where a small town just fires its entire police department with no input from the community, which happened recently here. Where it comes to light that a low-level, longtime city employee has embezzled $300,000 from the city. It's all of those things.
Mm-hmm. Somebody says the Star was so liberal that people left and they don't go back. That's not true. What has happened with the Kansas City Star is exactly what happened with other newspapers. The audience got old and the audience died.
And printing it becomes expensive.
Printing is very expensive. And so younger readers, and this is not an indictment on millennials by any stretch of the imagination, millennials are getting their news from somewhere else. Not as accurate, certainly not as reputable, not as factual as the Kansas City Star, which I still think is a good but dying newspaper. I still subscribe on a daily basis to the Wall Street Journal. The president is prone to call the New York Times a failing newspaper. The New York Times turned its biggest profit in 2018 than it has in years.
A couple of them have figured out.
The New York Times is not selling hard copy papers like they used to, but what they have figured out is we'll give you 10 free stories a month. And then after that, if you want to read it, you got to pay for it. The New York Times actually turned a gigantic profit in 2018, which is allowing them to keep an eye on New York City. Because that's what, whether you love us or hate us, that's what journalists do. We keep an eye on things that you don't have time to do. That includes your city government, where your money goes, your school board. Be careful what you wish for because you're about to get it. But the loss of Steve Kraske, Tony Rizzo, Lynn Horsley, and Matt Campbell, among others, is a huge, huge loss for Kansas City. I'm telling you right now. And before everybody goes, liberals, liberals, Steve Kraske, to this day, and I've known Steve for 25 years almost, I still don't know if he's a liberal or a conservative. Just like Dave Helling, I cannot tell, and I know you know Dave better than I do and longer than I have, I still don't know if Dave Helling's a conservative or a liberal. Do you care to guess?
No.
Why?
Because they're right down the middle.
Because you don't know.
I have no idea.
And even with you, Dave Helling, who anchored the morning news with you for years.
Will not discuss.
Will not tell you.
How he votes, who he votes, why. I would say, well, just, you know, what do you think? He'd say, D, right? I have not shared with my wife, the woman I love, in 40 years, how I have voted on any particular race issue or person, and I am not discussing it with you.
I'm telling you. Terrible Joke Tuesday is next. Bring them in at 22980. They have to be terrible, but they have to be arable. 22980. Get them in right now. Terrible Joke Tuesday is next here on Dana and Parks. You know, it was several years ago when I took a chance on Harrys.com. You know what I found? A great shave at an unbelievably fair price. Best shave of my life. And I saved so much money doing it. Join the 10 million men and me who have tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shaving gel, and a travel cover for just $3 plus shipping and handling. All you have to do is use the code word PARKS at Harrys.com. You know, the founders of Harry's were tired, like you are, of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. They were dumb looking. But that's why they bought their own factory in Germany to make the greatest razor of all time. Harry's replacement cartridges, by the way, $2 a piece. That is half the price of the Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. All Harry's blades come with a 100% quality guarantee. If for whatever reason you don't like your shave, you will, by the way, let them know. They'll give you a full refund. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code word PARKS at Harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code word PARKS at Harrys.com. Go to Harrys.com today. Use the code word PARKS at checkout and claim your offer. And let them know that Scott Parks sent you so you can help support the show. All right, it's time for Terrible Joke Tuesday. All we ask is that your text or your joke is terrible but arable, all right? And you can text it into 22980. Hey, Rod, you know I've seen Prince like 5,000 times, right?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time I paid $20 to see Prince in concert?
No.
Yeah, I did. But I partied like it was 1999.
Okay. That's so bad. But not as bad as this one.
Do you get it?
Oh, yeah.
Why is it better to eat lasagna instead of spaghetti?
Why is it better to eat lasagna instead of spaghetti?
Because you'll get lasagna.
You know, I've often thought. Wow. I've often thought, because we do these jokes a lot, whoever invented the knock-knock joke should get the Nobel Prize.
Rodney,
Yes.
Two wind turbines are in a field. One turns to the other and says, "What kind of music do you like?" The other replies, "I'm a huge metal fan."
Wow. You know the old saying, time flies like an arrow?
Yeah, I think I've heard that before.
Evidently, fruit flies like a banana.
Huh. You guys ever hear about the really good-looking male goose?
I did not.
No.
Yeah, all the females flock to him. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Why shouldn't you play cards in the jungle?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are too many cheetahs.
You know, I had a friend one time tell me that only onions could make him cry, so I threw a coconut at his face.
Okay, that's funny. What did the duck say to the bartender?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Just put it on my bill.
Wow.
Do you ever wonder where an Eskimo keeps his money?
Where does an Eskimo keep his money?
In a snowbank.
What's at the bottom of an ocean and shivers?
Not sure.
What?
A nervous wreck.
If I get the 6, 7, 8, 9 joke again, I'm going to literally end this program.
Why did the dog not want to play fetch?
I don't know, Rod. Why did the dog not want to play fetch?
He was a boxer.
What is long, hard, and full of semen?
I don't know,
A Scott. Submarine, you weirdos.
What do you get when you put 30 cents in a jukebox?
I don't know.
Nickelback.
Why can't you run through a campground? Have you ever wondered why you can't run through a campground?
No, Scott, I've never wondered that. Why can you not?
Because you can only ram. It's past tense.
You know what happens if you spank Dwayne Johnson's butt?
Mm-mm.
You hit rock bottom.
What did the fart say when it jumped into the pool?
I don't know.
Wow, that's wet.
Ooh. Why do barbers always win races?
Rod, I don't know. Why do barbers always win races?
They know the shortcuts.
What's the difference between the bird flu and the swine flu?
I don't know.
One requires tweetment and the other an ointment.
You know, an unemployed jester is nobody's fool.
I'm trying to see if we can find one more here real quick.
These have been so bad, Kara, and just
These are the worst ever.
So bad.
Why did the baker quit his job making donuts?
Why?
He just got tired of the whole thing.
Wow. All right.
I love 7410 on the blondes and the chipping your teeth. I love that joke. It's funny. No. No.
You know what lawyers wear to court?
Hmm.
Lawsuits.
What do cats eat for breakfast?
What?
Mice Krispies.
Oh. These are bad.
What happens after composers die?
What?
I don't know.
They decompose.
I like that one.
Did you hear about the two guys who stole a calendar?
No. What happened?
They each got 6 months.
Newsroom Carol.
So bad.
Newsroom Carol Marks.
Happening now on KMBZ. More snow, but some streets are still slick from last Friday's storm. More next.
Hey, I don't need to tell you the winter of 2019 has been as brutal as today's Terrible Joke Tuesday. And sadly, some of you probably ended up sliding across the snow or the ice and then into somebody else's car, vice versa. When you find yourself in a wreck, there is only one place to take your car or truck. Only one place that will guarantee their work as long as you own your car or truck, and that is Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. Now, remember this. There are plenty of body shops in Kansas City that go by the name Dale's. There is only one Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. Their reputation is so good, I'm not kidding you. They have had people drive in from miles around to get proper collision repair at Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. So when you find yourself in a position that none of us want to be in, remember one name, Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. Here's their number, just in case you ever need it, 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.